Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
The morel mushrooms are growing now or will be soon. They're said to come up when the lilacs are in bloom or when the oak leaves are the size of mouse ears. If you like mushrooms, the morel is hard to beat, and they're easy to identify with no poisonous lookalikes. A true morel looks like a sponge on a stalk. The cap has distinctive ridges and pits, like that of a sponge. Another diagnostic characteristic is that the cap is attached to the stalk at the base. A sponge atop a stalk. There are some false morels that grow in our region that resemble morels. It's probably best to avoid them. They can be easily identified as having folds and convolutions on the cap instead of the ridges and pits of morels. It's like comparing a sponge to a brain or a walnut. Also, the stalk is attached up inside the cap at the top, with the cap forming a sort of a skirt hanging down over the stalk. The ecology of morels is not well known. Occasionally, somebody will say they have the habitat for morels figured out. Look among the oak trees. Then someone else will say, look among the aspen. Morels are not associated with any particular species of tree. My take on these reported habitat affinities of morels is that the person has probably found morels near some species of trees and drew the conclusion that that's their habitat. I tell my students that morels grow where you find them. That generally elicits a bewildered response. But I'm not aware of any specific habitat requirements for morel mushrooms. They may be found on a variety of habitats. I found them growing in Medora, among the grass and cottonwoods in the old packing plant grounds along the Little Missouri River. I've also collected them on the edge of fairways in the old Ponderosa Golf Course near Glendon, Minnesota. I've collected them in a variety of habitats in the Turtle Mountains. They've even occasionally popped up in our lawn. In my experiences, and no doubt some of you morel hunters, two factors increase the probability of finding morels. A recently burned area increases the chance of finding morels in wooded areas or grasslands. The other factor is the location where you found them before. Oh, I can already taste those morels, sautéed in a little butter. Bon appétit.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.